All right, so I'm joined here on the line by David Gillespie, a farmer from Lille's Allumette, who also is the Upper Pontiac representative for the UPA, a union that represents agricultural producers throughout the province of Quebec here. And we're here to talk a little bit about a demonstration that he attended here in Quebec City earlier this week on the 6th. Dave, how's it going?
Fine. I'm tying out a little bit, but yes.
That's good to hear. Right up top, I think we should just mention that Dave is a member of the board of directors here at Chip FM, but he's also involved in a bunch of other stuff here in the community, so we do end up talking to him about other stuff as well. Dave, so what can you tell me about this this demonstration here in Quebec City? First off, how did you find out about it? How long has it been planned, and sort of what were you guys there for?
Well, first of all, it was passed on as a communique within the UPA syndicate from the headquarters in Longueuil. And so we got wind of it, about a month ago or so, that we needed to, you know, it was in celebration, too, of the 100th year of the UPA next year, and also being the annual general meeting in Quebec City at the same time. And so they decided that we needed to deal, especially talking about the plight of the young farmers for Quebec as a whole. And so that was passed on that way, and we were to be bused up there for that Wednesday morning on a chilly, cold morning.
For sure. And so how many people roughly do you estimate were there?
Yeah, we were, I would figure, about 1,000 people, 1,000 farmers. And the UPA has 42,000 farmers, so it was actually a very good ratio, considering that, for instance, I had to leave at 1 in the morning and got back 9 at night. So
yeah, Quebec City's not too close, that's for sure.
You know, I'm the furthest farmer in the whole province that could attend it, so... And it was noted even by the president of the UPA. So, yeah, so it was a long day, but it was worth it, and especially how, you can ask me how it went, but it was worth it for sure.
So what was the, what was it like, Dave? Did you guys sort of just demonstrate around the National Assembly there, or what?
Well, we went from the Palais de Congrès, which is where they were holding their annual meeting. It's a three-day annual meeting for the, because it's all the delegates from the different regions of Quebec, and there's a lot of them. The different productions. So they, you know, like for instance, dairy or beef or, you know, whatever, or cereal or grain or whatever. So in conjunction with the presidents of the local syndicates, it's about 300 to 400 people that were there. So we left from the Palais de Congrès, walked from there under big police presence, not because we're a threat, simply because they had to stop all the traffic everywhere because we were a big group. And we walked right up to the National Assembly at the main where the main entrance is, I should say. That's where we were, and then a speech was given by the president of the UPA along with different syndicates and especially from the head of the youth wing of the federation.
And can you talk a little bit about what specifically you guys are, it's not like a strike or anything where you have a list of demands necessarily, but what are you guys specifically asking from the government?
It was basically to raise awareness that of the plight, not just for, you know, that we're, first of all, that we're the front line, we're the canary in the coal mine for food production, right? Because without farmers, we're not going to live very long. And so, so it was to make the National Assembly aware that we, you know, that for the youth, they have some huge challenges with really high capital startup, with, you know, big debts if they're going to go in commercial production, huge debts, and many of them, in fact, don't want to go there or can't afford it and have to work part time. As he said, many of us are working part time to support their main profession, which makes no sense whatsoever. Other aspects that were brought up were like climate change and its effects on farming, because again, we're the canary in the coal mine there, where, you know, if there's going to be a drought or a flood, we're front line on that, right? Mm-hmm. Even the smoke from the fire. So there was that Abitibi, they had to ship cows out of there. So there was the climate effects to agriculture, and, you know, and things like the operating costs that are through the roof, because, as you know, after COVID or during COVID and the war in Ukraine, suddenly the inputs like fertilizers went through the roof, fuel went up 300%, and then you had the higher interest rates. And then we have a lot of debt that, you know, and a low margin or markup on your products, that is detrimental to the farmers. So be young or old, for that matter. And so it was a combination of all those, and to basically make aware that all the members of the National Assembly that shouldn't forget us. Oh, and one more thing is the amount of paperwork we have to deal with. I think I myself have to deal with, every year having to deal with all kinds of permits. And I'm small scale. I'm not even a commercial farmer on a big scale, which has even more permits to fill. So it was a combination of all that, and there was a manifesto that was given to the, and it was received by the Minister of Agriculture. I didn't see him because there were so many people, but he was there to receive it, Minister of Agriculture Lamontagne.
And yeah, a lot of this strikes me like the stuff you're talking about, like the barrier of entry for youth, and also the difficulty for them to stay in the industry there as well. It strikes me as it's a lot of the outgrowth of like the decline of family farming and more towards highly commercial, big business sort of agriculture type
farming.
Thing. Yeah, for sure. So I guess what do you guys see as some of the possible solutions or some of the possible measures that the provincial government could take to make the situation better?
Well, the thing is, here's the problem. If you look at Europe and you look at the United States, in the United States they have a $1.4 trillion farm bill that they're passing in bits and pieces right now because of their issues with their in Washington. But basically, they got this huge subsidies. Now some of it's for their food stamp problem, of course. Food stamp programs for the poor is a good chunk for that. But there's also a big chunk that goes to the farmers. We don't have that here. And you go to Europe, France, and as an example, they got on a per capita basis for farms, it's like 20 times that of ours. We're nothing. We got some startup money for those that want to start up. Like I got $5,000. Well, $5,000 doesn't get you very far anymore. And you accept it and you use it, but it's not going to save you if it's just the one time deal. Whereas in Europe and the United States, it's yearly. And we can't compete with that especially because the margin, the markup on products is quite low. So if they're subsidized, they can survive, and it makes it really hard for us to survive. So especially the youth, and that's what not that we want to be subsidized to living in comfort, but at least to so we can compete on an equal footing, right? Otherwise, you can't compete.
And can you talk a little bit about the issues specifically facing farmers in the Pontiac region as opposed to, I guess, the rest of the province here?
Well, first of all, we're quite old. We're well over, I think it's 60 years old now, the average age of the farmers here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm even older than that. So we're an aging population in farming. The youth going into it are quite rare. There are a few, but there aren't that many. And on top of that, most of them, including my age, well, I think it's 74% of us work off the farm part-time to subsidize farming. And again, these are the same sort of thing that we heard at the speech at Quebec City on the manifest as well. It is pretty much the same for here. So, aging farmers, that's particularly this area is particularly high. But also, like I said, working part-time—that's common, and limited support in what we're trying to do, as far as a grant to again equal what's done elsewhere. So the same sort of thing as there, but of course our land values are nowhere near. For instance, in the Montérégie, that's $30,000 a hectare. Here it's let's say $3,000. There it's a $30,000. It's a 10-to-1 ratio, and even higher in some places. And so we don't have that. So there are some people moving up here because they just can't afford it down there, but they still have to work off the farm to support, because it's not just the capital expenditure or investments, but it's also the daily operation costs that have to be figured out. So you're hit from both ends. Capitals required and operational costs.
Now, I know you didn't stay there for the full AGM there or anything
Correct.
Like that, but can you talk a little bit about, I guess, we'll start off with just what exactly the UPA does for farmers and stuff. I'm sure a lot of people might not be too familiar. And also sort of just what some of the issues that you guys are addressing in 2023 here as a union as well.
Right. Well, first of all, by law, if you're farming and you want to get your land tax rebate or other things like that, and you want to be registered with programs in Quebec, you have to be, you have to belong to the UPA by law. And that's been around for quite a few years. Therefore, the UPA represents all the farmers in Quebec that are registered with the Ministère de l'Agriculture, the MAPAC, and that means there's 42,000 of us in total throughout Quebec. So the UPA, what it does is it has different regions. They have local syndicates, like the Pontiac one, for instance, but they also have production organized associations within the UPA. For instance, there's a pork producers, there's a dairy producers, which we hear a lot about, beef producers, which is a big thing in the Pontiac, grain producers, which we have a bit of up here. So there's different production units within the organization, the UPA, and like I said, the local syndicate. So it's well represented, including youth syndicate. They also have a youth wing as well. So it's well represented as far as the demographic and economic breakdown of the farm units.
So it's just an advocacy organization on behalf of you guys.
It certainly does advocacy, but it also deals with education, communication, and advocacy is definitely a part of it,
okay,
of course.
For sure.
And because we're one unit, it can carry a lot of weight. The government has to listen to, whereas to in other places, such as in Ontario, they have 13 organizations that are often competing with one another, and they're smaller units, and therefore they don't have an effective voice as we do in Quebec. So Quebec is actually in a very good position as far as solid representation of farms, because I'm not saying that, you know, everything is perfect. No, of course not. But it certainly has an added advantage almost over anywhere in Canada, in the sense that there's a very strong single voice.
Dave, I want to thank you for your time. Thanks for talking with me about this. If there's anything else that you wanted to add there about the demonstration in Quebec City there, or just agriculture in general that you wanted to let our listeners know, I'll give you the last word here.
Well, a couple of quick things. One is that next year is the 100th year of the UPA. It didn't start up that way as a name. I think it was called something like the Union or something. I forgot. Anyways, it's their 100th anniversary next year, so it's a big year. Two is that we'll be interesting to see the follow-up from the minister or the ministry or the government. It's Mr. Legault's office himself, to see how they're going to react to our manifestation or demonstration. And there was TV media coverage there. And yourself doing it for the Pontiac, for both the English and the French farmers, that's a great way. So it'll be interesting to see the outcome from the ministerial point of view.